Part 1. How it works. The World Wide What? Defining cyberspace. It's not a truck. It's a series of tubes. This is how the late Alaska Senator Ted Stevens famously explained cyberspace during a congressional hearing in 2006. As late-night humorist Jon Stewart noted, that someone who doesn't seem to know jack bleep about computers or the internet is just the guy in charge of regulating it, is a near-perfect illustration of how disconnected Washington policymakers can be from technological reality. While it's easy to mock the elderly senator's notion of electronic letters shooting through tubes, the reality is that defining ideas and terms in cyber issues can be difficult. Stevens's tubes is actually a mangling of the idea of pipes, an analogy that is used by experts in the field to describe data connections. If he wanted to be perfectly accurate, Stevens could have used science fiction writer William Gibson's original conception of cyberspace. Gibson first used the word, an amalgam of cybernetics and space, in a 1982 short story. He defined it 2 years later in his genre-revolutionizing novel titled Neuromancer as a consensual hallucination experienced daily by billions of legitimate operators in every nation, a graphic representation of data abstracted from the banks of every computer in the human system, unthinkable complexity, lines of light ranged in the non-space of the mind, clusters and constellations of data. Of course, if the senator had described cyberspace that way, most people would have thought him stoned rather than simply disconnected. Part of why cyberspace is so difficult to define lies not only in its expansive global nature, but also in the fact that the cyberspace of today is almost unrecognizable compared to its humble beginnings. The U.S. Department of Defense can be considered the godfather of cyberspace, dating back to its funding of early computing and original networks like ARPANET. More on this soon. Yet even the Pentagon has struggled to keep pace as its baby has grown up. Over the years, it has issued at least 12 different definitions of what it thinks of as cyberspace. These range from the notional environment in which digitized information is communicated over computer networks, which was rejected because it implied cyberspace was only for communication and largely imaginary, to a domain characterized by the use of electronics and the electromagnetic spectrum, which was also rejected, as it encompassed everything from computers and missiles to the light from the sun. In its latest attempt in 2008, the Pentagon assembled a team of experts who took over a year to agree on yet another definition of cyberspace. This time they termed it the global domain within the information environment, consisting of the interdependent network of information technology infrastructures, including the internet, communications networks, computer systems, and embedded processors and controllers. It is certainly a more detailed definition, but so dense that one almost wishes we could go back to just the tubes. For the purposes of this book, we think it's best to keep it simple. At its essence, cyberspace is the realm of computer networks and the users behind them, in which information is stored, shared, and communicated online. But rather than trying to find the exact perfectly worded definition of cyberspace, it is more useful to unpack what these definitions are trying to get at. What are the essential features that not only compose cyberspace, but also make it unique? Cyberspace is, first and foremost, an information environment. It's made up of digitized data that is created, stored, and most importantly, shared. This means that it's not merely a physical place and thus defies measurement in any kind of physical dimension. But cyberspace isn't purely virtual. It comprises the computers that store data, plus the systems and infrastructure that allow it to flow. This includes the internet of networked computers, closed intranets, cellular technologies, fiber optic cables, and space-based communications. While we often use internet as shorthand for the digital world, cyberspace has also come to encompass the people behind those computers and how their connectivity has altered their society. One of the key features, then, of cyberspace